One thing you'd see almost everywhere is that familiar red cooler for Coca-Cola, inviting one and all to work refreshed. You'll find those same inviting Coca-Cola coolers in banks and in offices, in laundries and in department stores and hospitals and in schools. For who can keep up a continuous pace in any occupation without an occasional break? And what better break do you know than the pause that refreshes with ice-cold Coca-Cola? How about the place where you work? Remember, the harder you work, the more you need to work refreshed. Have a Coke and work refreshed.
It's time for Women Today. We invite you to listen to news and views of Women Today. And with the start of the Republican Political Convention in Chicago, here's our women's editor turned politician, Mary Fontaine. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning, Frank, and good morning, everyone.
How was your weekend, Mary?
I had a wonderful weekend. How about you, Frank?
Fine, and it was a safe one.
Good. I'm glad to hear that, and I sincerely hope that every one of you ladies had a wonderful weekend, too. I know that most of the families enjoyed themselves and went on picnics and they sunbathed and so forth. And usually if the family and the children and the husband have a good time, mother has a good time, too. She finds that her work wasn't all in vain. I've received quite a bit of requests for the CBS convention booklet and the household kits. And Friday morning, I mailed the request for the convention booklets air mail to Chicago. So I imagine those of you who sent in a request to me for the CBS convention booklet will probably receive them any day now. And the recipe booklets will be mailed out to you this morning. Requests for the CBS convention booklet will be offered to you until July 21st, which is the beginning of the Democratic Convention. Of course, I know most of you don't want to wait until July 21st. You want to get in on this big Republican convention, which starts today. And it starts today at 11:30 on WKZO-TV. Isn't that right, Frank?
Mm-hmm.
And it lasts until 1, and then it starts again at 6, is it?
Or well, it depends. Yes, on TV.
Mm-hmm. So
6:30 or 7,
I know,
right around there.
I know you ladies will want to get in on the Republican convention because it certainly is going to prove a fascinating and popular one. So if you want your CBS convention booklet, I suggest that you mail in your request today and I'll forward them to Chicago and you'll probably get them in a day or so.
And of course, coverage on the convention is going to be very thorough on radio, too. We'll have broadcast this morning at 11:30, that's till 1:30.
Mm-hmm.
Then this afternoon, Dr. Dunbar will be on with the Western Michigan delegates, that's at 6:30.
Ooh, that
and we'll
be,
continue on
very
at 8:30 until about 11:30 tonight, so
mm-hmm.
very good coverage in WKZO.
You've got a full day ahead of you in listening to the CBS convention on WKZO. And while we're on the subject of the convention, let's remember that today is the last day to register, and you must register before you can vote. And the city hall will stay open till 8 o'clock this evening. Isn't that right, Frank?
That's right, and so will the township hall and the fire station.
That's right, until 8 o'clock this evening, and you can register at either the city hall or the fire station. So remember, be sure that you register because we want to have a nice turnout, because here's an interesting fact. There are 100 million potential voters in the 1952 presidential election. I think that's really something, because
mm-hmm.
there's only about 165 million people in, or is it 146?
About 150 million.
In the United States. And 51% of these potential voters are women. So we really shine here. So let's have a wonderful turnout and let's get enthused about this convention, because every American should. It's very important. And here's a woman that really has become very enthused. It's the wife of Governor John Davis Lodge of Connecticut. Her name is Francesca Lodge, and she leaves no doubt she wants Eisenhower for president. This is really quite funny. I must tell you about it. Mrs. Lodge is a walking fashion plate in behalf of her favorite candidate. An Ike button trims her pillbox hat. Her stockings are embroidered in black at the ankle line with the phrase, "I like Ike." And Mrs. Lodge's costume is a peasant style off-the-shoulder blouse with a full circular skirt, and the blouse is white with the slogan, "I Like Ike," in large decorative blue letters, and the skirt is blue and trimmed with the same slogan in white. I think that's quite hilarious, but at least she has enthusiasm, and she's using her rights as a good American citizen in telling us exactly who she wants, and she's showing her interest, and that's the most important thing. Isn't it, Frank?
I agree with you, yes.
Well, let's get back on the food situation. I know most of you have leftover beef or pork or ham or lamb or veal or any of the meats left over from the 4th of July, and I'd like to give you a hint on how they can be used as a meal salad. You cut the meat in cubes, that's cooked, of course, in strips, and combine with diced celery, cooked peas, tomato wedges, and pickle slices. And then you add English walnuts or pecans, if you desire. You don't have to. And then moisten with a peanut butter-flavored mayonnaise and serve in lettuce cups. Does that sound good?
Mm-hmm.
And the best thing about that is little preparation. And this is going to be quite a warm day today,
too, isn't
it?
It's supposed to get up to about 92 today.
And, of course, if you have leftover ham, I know that some of you do from the 4th, you can serve ham with mushrooms in a cream sauce on squares of cornbread. And for quick lunches or late evening snack, or even an outside picnic this evening, can be planned around ham nut sandwiches. You grind or fine chop cooked ham mixed with chopped peanuts and then moisten with mayonnaise. You'll like it because it's a very smooth ham spread, and I'm sure the children will go for it in a big way, too. And why not serve banana whip for dessert tonight? You'll find all you'll need is one banana, a lemon, and instant amazo dessert with cold milk. Now, the recipe calls for slicing the banana into the bowl, that's one banana, and beat with a rotary beater until thoroughly mashed. And then add your 1 3/4 cups of cold milk, and then 1/4 cup of lemon juice and a instant vanilla amazo dessert. And whip rapidly with a rotary beater for less than a minute until smooth. You need one large banana, 1 3/4 cup of cold milk, 2 teaspoons of lemon juice, 1 package of amazo, and 2 teaspoons of grated lemon rind. And you mix the banana first, then you add your milk and amazo plus your lemon juice, and then grate your lemon rind over the top, chill, and then serve.
And there's something the kids are really going to go for.
Isn't that wonderful, Frank? And of course, the most wonderful thing about that is that you don't even have to have a banana or lemon juice or anything to get a most satisfying dessert from amazo, because all you have to do is add 2 cups of cold milk to a package of vanilla, chocolate, butterscotch amazo, and whip with a rotary beater for less than a minute, and you have a most tempting, luscious, creamy dessert right there. You know, I found out that I buy amazo as I do coffee and bread or any other substantial basic food that I buy during the week, because amazo is something that you can serve when friends drop in, or if you don't know what you want for dessert, it's always there and ready for you, and it only takes one little minute to make. So be sure and try amazo, and I know that most of you that have tried it are really crazy about it. Well, let's talk about developing your child's personality. Personality development is not something that can be left to the doctors. It mostly concerns the business of parents, but of course not of parents alone. It concerns neighbors, teachers, policemen, and your TV performers, as most of you have found out. But basically, it starts from the parents. And of the stages through which a child grows emotionally, an infant, when they're small, they need most of all a feeling that his world is okay. This hunger for it's a sense of trust, of sureness, and of safety is infancy. But it goes on through all of life, and even when they have a good full share of it, children keep coming back at times for more. And of the two-year-olds, you'll find that they want to use themselves. They throw their weight around, they button their own shoes, and they try to feed themselves. You show your love now most of all by giving him his freedom, and you also show it by holding him close when he's hurt or troubled or when he wants you near. And of the 3, 4, and 5, well, now he's ready to take on his self. His self knows he's real, and he's put to some more directed uses. This is the reason that his age hangs around you. Their eyes are constantly on you. They want to know how grown-ups act and what real jobs are like, the great age of make-believe, of endless, endless questions. And the youngster who gets the time to ask his question, to see life going on, to play with a lot of make-believe, stands a very good chance of developing his ability. So make sure that you take time out and let him get his question in. Make sure that you answer his question. And above all, sometimes you don't have to know the real, true answer, but you can give him a sensible one. Just use common sense in answering.
You mean you don't have to say, ah, shut up and go back to the corner or something?
That's right, Frank. You must never say that. You must let him feel as if he's part of the family, you know, regardless of his age. In other words, get rid of that saying, children are to be seen and not heard. And of the 6 to 13 years of age, they need confidence most of all. These are the years when it matters so much to youngsters to be good at something. They want to have the wonderful sense that they are skilled, that they can produce, that they're able. And if the youngster gets success, he usually grows. And of course, of the adolescent, many young people at this time and they're growing feel loose at ends. They're uncertain. They wonder what they're like. They wonder what they'll become, and they wonder what people expect of them. The most thing that you can give them is a good, wonderful understanding. Frank, I see you working there madly. What is that? That's the club news, isn't it?
That's right. We'll have the club news. Do you want to go ahead with that now?
Yes, I will, Frank.
Okay, here's the first one. It comes from...
It's an ice cream social. Will be held at the White Pigeon Methodist Church on the lawn on July 8th, which is tomorrow at 7 p.m. And then I have a note here for boys and girls between the ages of 8 to 14. They can learn how to collect insects, flowers, and shells and mount them in plastic by joining the Kalamazoo Public Museum Nature Club. For those mothers who are interested, for further information, I suggest that you call 7092 or visit in person the Kalamazoo Public Museum. The cost is only 75 cents for materials plus car fare to local fields and streams.
Now we have the special message from Elsie.
Listen to the whistle on the Borden Express. Good food, good food. That's the Elsie special, round the bend and rolling in on time. On the good food line, on the good food line. Look for Borden's Elsie on the good food line.
How would you like to serve a swell chocolate sundae right now or eat one yourself without having to go any further than your own refrigerator to get it? Oh, it sounds wonderful, doesn't it? Well, just get Borden's vanilla chocolate fudge ice cream and it's ready for you in pints and convenient, economical half gallons. And you can have that grand chocolate sundae whenever you get the hankering for it. Because Borden's Vanilla Chocolate Fudge Ice Cream is Borden's rich, creamy vanilla ice cream. It's ribboned all through with lots of real chocolate fudge. And don't forget, Borden's ice cream is a nourishing food. It's made from rich, pure cream and milk. So ask for Borden's Vanilla Chocolate Fudge Ice Cream wherever you see the Borden ice cream sign.
On the good food line, on the good food line, look for Borden's Elsie on the good food line.
All aboard! All aboard! Well,
thank you, Mary. We'll be looking for you tomorrow over for WKZO in Kalamazoo. You know, you certainly use up a lot of energy these warm summer days.